track 9, and now we've got some more news stories. Business raises thousands for cancer charity. A local business in Ashburton is celebrating after raising more than £15,000 for Cancer Research UK. Anran at Tidwell Farm began fundraising for the charity in 2019. Fast forward to today, and the business has raised £16,745 for the charity. Anran have held various events to support Cancer Research UK, including Christmas craft markets, Anran Fest, which is music, and Asian Food Festival, and the Newton Abbott Local Committee have collected donations. Owners of Anran, Edwin and Mike, said, "We would like to thank the local residents and communities for their generosity and support at these events. Anran is not only our home, but a place where we hope to share our experiences with others. The local community and our hard-working team have always supported our fundraising activities and are the main reason that we've been so successful in raising this amazing sum. So many of us have been affected by this devastating disease, and it's this that keeps us fundraising. Together with its supporters, Cancer Research UK is working towards a world where everybody can live longer, better lives, free from the fear of cancer." The charity's fundraising spokesman for South Devon, Kim Hamerton, said, "We are fighting over 200 types of cancer, and the unwavering dedication of Anran has helped drive forward research that is unlocking new, kinder and better ways to beat it. Every day we see the benefits of work the charity has previously funded being realised, with new clinical trials opening and breakthroughs being reported. We want to say a heartfelt thank you to Anran for the incredible part they have played in our progress. For more than 120 years, Cancer Research UK has been at the forefront of cancer research."
Equine mare hoofs it to show. Devon's equivalent of equine royalty will be making an appearance at the Devon County Show next month. The mayor of Cockington, or Patrick, the miniature Shetland pony as he's better known, is champing at the bit to make his debut at the show, and in particular to officiate the grand opening of the Crafts and Horticultural Marquee on the first day of the three-day event when it opens on May the 16th. He will be clad in his bespoke mayoral robes, his custom-made glitter boots and a gold chain, and will munch his way through a ribbon made of carrots at the opening ceremony. Patrick was voted in as mayor by the residents of the South Devon village of Cockington in July 2022. He was bestowed with his official mayoral status in recognition of his tireless commitment to the community, visiting schools, hospitals and care homes as a therapy pony. Patrick just loves to be in the spotlight and is an absolute natural in front of the camera, explained Kirk, Patrick's owner. He's already an international celebrity with his own Facebook page with 114,000 followers. He's also been featured in countless newspapers and magazines and on TV channels across the world. Both Kirk and his wife Hannah are committed to ensuring that Patrick's work schedule is carefully managed. Patrick has helped so many people in so many different ways, and he loves to do it, but we never expect him to perform, only to do what he wants and always allowing him the space to do it, Kirk said. His latest mission has been visits to schools where children can have a quiet time with him before they sit exams, which seems to really help them to cope with pre-exam nerves. Visitors to the Devon County Show will be able to purchase Patrick's latest blockbuster book, The Adventures of Patrick the Pony, each copy signed with Patrick's footprint.
Mental health recovery courses face closure. A service offering free mental health and wellbeing courses across Devon is set to close due to a lack of funding. The Devon Recovering Learning Community, abbreviated to DRLC, offers a programme of free courses and drop-in sessions to support people struggling with mental health and wellbeing issues. However, the service, which has been provided by Devon Partnership NHS Trust since 2013, is being wound up in a bid to save money. In many other parts of the country, opportunities like these are not hosted or provided by secondary mental health organisations like ours, but they sit with the voluntary sector and are part of a wider offer of help and support to local communities. This is the direction of travel we are supporting, a Devon Partnership NHS Trust spokesman said. In due course, this will sadly mean the end of the DRLC offer, he added. We need to move to a position where recovery learning opportunities are delivered through a more financially sustainable model. For many years, we've funded DRLC far in excess of its budget. Given the current financial challenges faced by our organisation and the whole of the NHS in Devon, we are no longer in a position to continue with this level of overfunding, the Trust spokesperson added. Last year, the DRLC ran 302 learning recovery courses for more than 3,000 students. These range from well-being with horses in Newton Abbot and sea swimming in Tynmouth to arts and crafts, walking and music therapy. However, DRLC peer tutor Fleur Barr is angered by the cuts. I don't want our courses to be another budget cut. Sadly, it's hard to prove the positive impact our courses have had on the lives of our students and the monetary savings we have already made for the NHS because our courses have kept students in a safe place or kept them out of hospital. Devon Partnership NHS Trust says it recognises the value of the DRLC offer. We know how highly people have valued the work of DRLC over the years, and we would like to express our gratitude to that team and its course tutors for everything they've done to support the mental health and well-being needs of local people. We remain deeply committed to recovery learning and will continue to invest in it when the new arrangements are in place, a Trust spokesperson adds. Devon Partnership NHS Trust now plans to gather feedback from people currently by using DRLC so it can learn more about what people value most. It's very important to remember that alongside the courses and activities that are provided by DRLC, there is a wide range of other recovery learning opportunities across Devon, provided by a number of organisations, the partnership spokesman points out. Tynbridge has one of the highest suicide rates in Devon, with an average 15.3 deaths per 100,000 people, compared with a rate of 12.5 per 100,000 for Devon as a whole.
Beach ban back. Dogs are to be banned from several Tynbridge beaches. From the 1st of April, Tynmouth, Shoreden, Dawlish and Dawlish Warren beaches all introduced a dog ban until September the 30th. This is so that we can keep our bathing water and beaches as tip-top as possible for all our residents and visitors to enjoy throughout the summer months, said a council spokesman.